This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Disastrous performance last night for the Cavaliers. Are we overstating things, Kenny? Are we getting too worked up over a regular season game?
It was a disaster. If they're snapping at Fedor, it's a bad loss.
Here's the thing.
It's a bad loss.
19 threes. They made 19 threes in that game. They shot 43% and still lost to the Hornets.
Yeah.
On the road.
Yeah.
Here is Max Strus. We played an interaction with him and Chris Fedor earlier. Here is Max Strus going into great detail.
We just didn't play hard. It's a really bad loss for us. Nobody wanted to play defense, but that was our problem. And it was really up to the first team to get stops, and nobody really chose to do that. Things are getting real now. We're in the playoff push. We're trying to get a good seed. Can't lose to teams like this at this point in the season.
You are left with 9 games in the season.
Well, you did.
You are now behind the New York Knicks.
You are right now the four seed.
They get hopped by the Knicks. They would play the Magic if the season were to end today.
All right.
Right where Ken wanted them.
Well, he wanted them against the Knicks. Now it'd be against the Magic.
I try to lose
well,
the
Knicks. He also tried to get them to the four seed and play
like,
the Magic.
Hey, if they would have lost on Friday against Philadelphia, it's like, like this, that, and the other. Like you kind of hem and you haw and you whatever. You losing to Charlotte.
You said they need to lose a couple games.
It's just dumb. I didn't say anything about losing.
Is there any chance? Just hear me out. 4-5 matchup with the Orlando Magic.
Yeah, it could happen.
I mean, is there a scenario here where a couple of losses might actually benefit you?
And I was high.
I mean, they might break a 100.
I didn't say anything.
Whoopsie daisy.
Do you think they would break 100 against the Magic? The Magic played better defense than the Knicks.
It happened.
Man, that's like a political ad.
Last year, they broke 100 once.
You sure you didn't doctor that?
In the playoffs.
I said that?
Yep.
I'm sorry, Tone. This is just, damn, that was dumb.
I don't know that they would. I don't know that they'd break 100 in the whole series. Especially if Donovan Mitchell is not 100%. I don't know that they would.
What's it going to take for me to get you to let that go?
Probably nothing ever. Probably going to hold that on you for
the rest
of your life.
You can't do anything with a man who doesn't care about money. You can't trust him. Let that be a lesson to everybody.
Yep.
You got a guy out there who don't care about money, you be careful around them. They're dangerous. I'm sorry, Tone. I'm just so upset with my own words being used against me. Maybe I should come in here drunk.
Well, that's a court of law.
Maybe it make more sense.
Your Honor, you want to defend yourself or what are you doing?
Really use that dream team right now I keep bragging about.
Probably need them for a few things.
Who do the lawyers go to when they need a lawyer? Can't be Jim Trafficant. I can't defend myself up here. Good boy. You know, when you see these things, it's like the end of it's like the end of Christmas Vacation. Things that look good on paper, on the bottom line, you see it differently when you see real people like you, little people. Real losses like Charlotte, little losses. They end up being big losses. There you go. That's my rationalization for that statement.
There so insanity.
All right, I found it. I found it. There you go.
Tom, back to you.
Sorry, Anthony. I had to work through some things.
J.B. Bickerstaff. He was obviously upset. Anybody that saw him stomp onto the court following the 118.
I was upset. I couldn't believe it. I was sitting in bed. I go, what are you doing? Stomping around like a tot. I'm mad. I'm blaming the refs. Stop. You sound like a caller on a Browns Monday.
J.B.
Stop it.
After the game.
We stopped defending in the first quarter. You know, we were lazy in our rotations. We were lazy in our closeouts. We didn't compete on the ball and allowed them to get to the spots that they wanted to get to. You know, we weren't good defensively. You know, we didn't have the grit that we needed to win a game. And it's disappointing for sure, but we didn't bring our best effort tonight.
I think Dan Gilbert's getting any ideas.
Yeah, he's getting some ideas.
I mean, crazy ideas.
There's a list somewhere, I bet. Is that on the desk of Kobe Altman? Is there a list?
Can you imagine?
Does he pay for the move?
Tom Izzo, 216-474-0092. Well,
I think Dan Gilbert might have just watched, you know, teams fire their coach and then win their conference tournament. That Dan Monson.
Doing some Long Beach State.
Long Beach State. Now, they didn't do anything in the tournament. They were
but
one
they
and done.
Got there.
But they got there. Now, they're already in the playoffs. The Cavs are in the playoffs. There's no way they could not make the playoffs. Just wonder if Dan Gilbert's getting any crazy thoughts. That's all.
Yeah.
I mean, he fired. Last time he fired a coach that was going to the playoffs, they won the championship.
They won the championship.
And that was at the halfway point.
Yeah, it was in January.
Yeah, we only have 9 games left. We're in March now.
So mad at our execution, I went out there and I yelled at Carl Lane. I said, oh, I'm mad at you.
He does like to pick on the refs.
I look like Tim Robinson from games. I Think You Should Leave, didn't I? Yeah, I should.
Hey, Max Strus sure hit 5
that?
Threes.
You sure you want to call that foul?
Go ahead. Do you think Max Strus may have found his shot, Kenny? That could be the difference. 5 of 10 last night for 3 points.
Strus Moose was pretty good. He was loose at the beginning of the game. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There was no defense played in this game. This is just
No, there wasn't.
This is a bad day all around, man.
All right, but it'd be the Magic. Would fans feel better about
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Playing the Magic today that they would the Knicks.
No.
No?
No. No. Just lost to Charlotte.
You don't think we
it's
could get
6:33
hyped up
in the morning Donovan after Mitchell a loss back to Charlotte?
You don't think we could get everybody pumped up again?
I don't know, man. I'm about to give up on basketball. Jonte Porter, I want to go that way. I want to say it's all rigged anyway and just move on with my emotions.
You didn't have any money on that game, did you?
No.
The last one he played in?
No. Didn't have any on this one.
You didn't take the Cavs to not hit a shot for the final 3.5 minutes of the game?
Actually, I bet.
Parlay that last 3:30 and nobody hits a shot.
That's how long it was, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, they could have pulled the Hornets off the floor and put cones out there, and I don't think they would have actually taken a shot. They were just dribbling. They were just doing drills, getting some practice
you
in.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Boy, that's interesting. You got 9 games left. Now, you're getting Donovan Mitchell back, though. You got 9 games left. If you are in a close one with about 2 minutes left, you looking at those prop bets? Hey, what's the under for 3-pointers in this game? What's the under for...
Jonte Porter's going to kill your bookmaker.
For competent baskets down the stretch.
Promises made,
Promises delivered.
We had NFL news yesterday, Kenny.
Yeah, what's that?
Jadeveon Clowney. People are wondering if he'd go back to Baltimore. No, he is going to the Carolina Panthers. He is signing a two-year. Jadeveon Clowney signed a two-year deal.
It's 24 mil, right?
That's what Bryce Young needs in that locker room.
Max value up to $24 million. That is the move.
Mm.
Not going back to the Baltimore Ravens. He is going to be part of their replacement for Brian Burns, who obviously is more of a pass rusher. But Jadeveon had a monster year last year.
Let's give up two first-round picks that we could have got for Brian Burns. We could just let him go for mid-round stuff or nothing at all, and then we can go ahead and we can bring in Jadeveon Clowney. It's really going to help out our quarterback that, for whatever reason, our owner fell in love with over C.J. Stroud, of all things. And you and I were just sitting there going, and there, by the way, it wasn't just you and I. There were plenty of people in the state of Ohio going, hey, he's a better quarterback. Why ain't anybody looking at him? He's a better quarterback. Why? 6'5", arm like a cannon. Built like a Zeus. No, you guys want Bryce Young? Okay, well, we're just over here telling you the truth. Okay.
How did that get screwed up?
Because people are dumb. Owners do silly things.
All right, so you saw some of the wide receiver numbers at a pro day yesterday. People were going nuts down in, where was it? Was the LSU pro day? Was that in Louisiana? Who knows?
Yeah, Malik Nabers.
He was off the
charts. Ran like a 2-second 40.
And people are now saying, he is the number one receiver, not Marvin Harrison Jr., not the guy we've seen for the last few years just dominate college football.
Well, see, this is the thing. As I said before, I'm glad you brought this up because I said, you and I both said there was a straw man out there as soon as Marvin Harrison Jr. decided to not work out at the pro day. And I have heard a couple of reputable names out there like, well, where's the competition? Guys want to compete. Caleb Williams threw at his pro day. Everybody knows where he's going. Why didn't you want to compete? And I go, okay, I can see that point. I can understand that. But at the same time, I think that we get too bogged down on some of the things we see in a workout. Like, there's plenty of tape that shows you what Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to do. And I think that Marvin Harrison Jr. is just comfortable going, hey, man, if I work out or I don't, people are still going to – it's still the last month before the draft. People are going to say crazy things anyway. So if he doesn't go – if he's not the first non-quarterback taken, I don't know. If he still goes out there and puts up 1,200 yards a season, I don't know if it's going to be any, you know what I mean? I don't think it's going to be any problem for him. So I think that this is getting silly, and I saw Malik Nabers run a 4-second 40, and that's really, really good, and he's a good player, but I don't know. I don't think anybody's going to be really too worked up about that.
All right, that's it for about last night.
Outstanding as always. Coming up at 7:20. Danny Cunningham going to join us on the show. Cleveland Magazine. Also, you hear him right here on 92.3 The Fan. We will talk Cavs with him begrudgingly. And whether or not we should be hitting panic buttons over this. Whether or not we should be really upset over this. Or is this just, hey, it's, I know you're mad, but it's March 27th. We're coming down the home stretch and this isn't good. Even though Max Strus, I mean, he acted like there was death right in front of him yesterday. Coming up next, the only difference in last week and this week is an extension. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima. Take us with you to work on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.